Yes.
Today we have a
interesting hour. I'm your host, Dr. Maricela Milliere. We have a very interesting hour. What we're going to do today is we're going to understand this teaching that we must have from the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, which is given to him by Master Father Muhammad, which is continually taught to us, the black man, by our most honorable minister, Louis Farrakhan, from the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, and to understand what the time is and what must be done. To understand what the black man is to our present day, and to understand his place in society. The time and what must be done. So we have the message to the black man on this hour, and I'm very excited. I'm very, very, very excited to be talking about this message. And we will be going over these messages. This will become very familiar to us throughout the radio hour, my radio hour, throughout any show that I go on, throughout my lifetime for the Black Coffee Party. And the reason is because this message is strictly for the black man, not a message for the white man, but it's a message for the black man. And there's guidance in these messages that Allah gave to the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, Allah who shown himself in the form of the most honorable Master Fard Muhammad, who gave the message to the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, who yielded the message to the most honorable Malcolm X, and who one who currently carries the message, the most honorable minister, Louis Farrakhan, and many others. Our brother and dear Uncle Clarence X, who talked to the 5%ers, and I bear witness that there's only one God. This God is known by many names, but I bear witness that there's only one God, and that is Allah, Lord of the worlds. So, this is a very very powerful time. It's a very powerful period to be seeing the very things that the most honorable Elijah Muhammad told us would unfold. And we're seeing it now. We're seeing it now. The very thing he told us would unfold, we're seeing these things now. We're seeing them right now. So I'm very excited to be in this period. I'm very excited to be able to come to you with this truth. For it is in itself a very powerful truth that once the black man learns to do for self, the black man in America, this message is directly for the black man in America, and once the black man in America learns to do for himself, then he is well on his way. He is well on his way. To receive freedom, not a freedom that can be bought, but a true freedom, the freedom to prosper economically, the freedom to decide his own fate, his fate, and to decide his own direction, to decide his own occupation, to take control of his life. And all the other things that comes along with that, any other way that you can put it, that would make it a very beautiful thing. So we are very excited in the name of Allah to talk about this message to the black man. This is a very strong hour. It will be very strong hours and months and years to come. We have found it. We have found our niche. We have researched within ourselves and have found out again, once again, in a deeper sense, how to do more for self, how to do more for self. So we are very happy. We're very excited. We're very to extend this moment. Now, what we're going to do, we're going to be, I'm going to explain to you what will take place from here on out. And there'll be other things in our hour. But Sunday evening, would be specifically for the message to the black man from the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. the message to the black man in America from the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. And this powerful black man and powerful black guy that wrote a powerful black messenger that gave the message, and powerful author, one who authored the message, Master Fahd Muhammad, and most honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, who was very powerful, to continue to deliver this message as the very teaching and messianic openings and reopening of the scriptures before our eyes, and delivering that is certainly needed for the black community far and wide in America and around the world. This message was written to the black man in America, but this message is delivering black men all around the world. So we're very thankful. We have a lot going on in our society, and it's time for the black man and woman to wake up. And it's time for them that once they wake up, is to wake their children up. And once they get dressed up, is to dress their children up. And once they stand up straight and erect with dignity, pride, and self-respect, then they'll show their children how to stand up, straighten up, erect with pride, dignity, and self-respect. And once we begin to do this, once we begin to do these things, and we again were well on our way, well on our way, the white man is not going to respect you. It doesn't matter what you do. It doesn't matter to him what you do. The white man is not going to respect you. The white man doesn't want to respect you. He's not going to respect you, and he's the one that put you in this situation that you're in. And I don't understand why you would trust someone who would put you in this situation. That's what the white man has done, put you in this situation. And because he's put you in this situation, he will be the last person to ever try to help you. So we've got to straighten up, we've got to wake up, and we've got to get up. We've got to straighten up, we've got to wake up, and we've got to get up and understand so much that we must understand. About this enemy that we have before us, so much that we must understand. And we have to, first of all, understand that he is, in fact, an enemy. He's not your friend. The white man is not your friend. All you have to do is look through history. Even if you're not strong enough to look through your history, hopefully you're strong enough to look through world history. Hopefully you're strong enough to look through world history. And if you look through world history, it will tell you about the white man and what he feels about you, if you're bold enough to do it. If you're bold enough to do it. But we know that you would desire to have him as a friend. We know that you would like to have him as a friend because you're peaceful people. Black people are peaceful. We're very peaceful and loving people. You never get any trouble out of us until you try to attack us. Once you attack us, because we're trained not to be the aggressor, once we begin to immobilize and advance you, you're in trouble. You're in a whole lot of trouble. So we tried to be at peace with the white man. He doesn't want peace. We tried to love the white man. He doesn't want you to love him. You don't even know how to return love. In the sense, when I say love the white man, I'm saying in the sense that you're not going to do him any harm, that you're not going to do any evil to him when we talk about that. Consequently, it's horrible that things would have to get to this point and get to this situation. But we have no alternative. We have no alternative. In light of our advances, in light of what we must do to have a message to the black man in America who has yet to make up his mind, I don't know why he wouldn't be able to, or why he couldn't make up his mind. He should make up his mind. I don't understand why he wouldn't. You'd have to be blind, deaf, and dumb not to see this devil that's before you. And I imagine that the any black man or black woman that cannot see what's going on are blind, deaf, and dumb because they close their eyes to everything that's going on. They close their eyes to it. So I imagine they are blind, deaf, and dumb. That would be the only answer. That would be the only answer. If this message to the black man in America that's been sent out and taught by the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, it was given to him by Master Farad Muhammad, it was given also to Minister Malcolm X, the spokesman, during the period of his length of his Earth Day, and which was given to the Most Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, who teaches it so wonderfully every day, and many others, such as our brother, Minister Clarence X, of the Five Centers, and other derivatives and extensions of the teachings of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And we pray that they're teaching the words of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad and not their own. But if they're teaching the teachings of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and there are many Christian churches that are teaching the teachings of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. There are Taoist churches that are teaching the words of the Most Honorable Minister Elijah Muhammad. So there are, even the Latino nation now is coming largely into the nation of Islam, and they're coming so that they'll learn exactly what's going on. They're coming so they'll learn exactly what's going on. So I don't understand why anyone wouldn't want to yield and wouldn't want to advance from the situation that they're in now. I don't understand it. But here we're reading, we're ready to read now from the book Message to the Black Man in America by the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, Messenger of Allah, leader and teacher to the American so-called Negro. And we say so-called Negro because we know what that word really means. When a white man calls you a spook, calls you a blackie or a ghost, calls you a zombie or dead from the neck up. And we don't accept that word Negro. We say so-called because it's hard for us to say it because we know what that word really means. But this is delivered to the black man in America. The black man in America, even the word black is a racist word, holds no distinguishment. But nonetheless, we speak it unto black nationalism. We give it prominence. We give it respect. We give it recognition. And so this was published by Muhammad's Temple Number 2, that address for all of the brothers and sisters who would like to know so that you can get there. That address is 7351 Stony Island Avenue, Chicago 06-49. This reprint is under the auspices of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan and the Nation of Islam. The Final Call Incorporated, and that's 734 West 79th Street, Chicago, Illinois, 60620. The number is 312-602-1230. He has dedicated this book to us. We have this amount to say in the last minute. This is dedicated to my people, the so-called American Negro. Freedom, justice, equality, happiness, peace of mind, contentment, money, good jobs, decent homes, all of these can be yours if you accept your God, Allah, now and return to his and your original religion, Islam. And that's what we'll have for this hour. The next, when we come to you, we will read the preface of the book, Message to the Black Man, and we're going to continue in like fashion until we've gotten through the entire book. And once we get through this teaching, the entire book, then we start a series where we will go the Message to the Black Man, 365 days in a year. Thank you. Again, this is your host, Dr. Lana Salam Miliere. I say to you in the words of peace, Salam Alaikum. that you will repeat. Wa alaykum salam.